This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
I just want to say I really enjoy your guys' show. Been listening to it for not long, but really enjoy your guys' program. Hear the different stories, but my name's Otter. I'm originally from Saskatchewan, Canada, but I currently reside in Florida now. And growing up, I got to travel a lot. My family, they did a lot of shows. I did a lot of educational programs all over North America. And I'm Native American, by the way. So during these programs and stuff like that, we did a lot of educational performances, talked about our heritage and our culture and so on and so forth. So while I was doing this growing up, I got a chance to go all over the place, just go to different shows, different venues. A lot of these venues, they would put us up at different houses, different chalets, hotel rooms, you know, et cetera, campsites, campgrounds, stuff like that. So, as you know, as Native American and stuff, we're really spiritual people, and I was brought up to be spiritual, and you know, we believe in spirit, you know, really in spirits, ghosts, you know, different stuff like that, that a lot of people probably don't really think twice about or anything like that, which is fine. But I did grow, I had that following. I grew up very spiritual. My mom, she's a very spiritual person. my stepdad, he was very spiritual as well. But so anyways, we would stop at these houses and chalets. So we were doing a show for a theme park in Dollywood, and I believe it was in Pigeon Forge, but it was Dollywood. And when we were doing these shows, they put us up at a chalet like a couple miles from the actual park, which is really, it's really, really beautiful territory up, you know, in Tennessee and stuff. But they put us up at the chalet, and my family, like my entire family, my sisters, I have four sisters and four brothers, and basically a lot of times when I was younger, you know, we would all do these programs. And so anyways, Dollywood, they ended up putting us up at the chalet, and it was a really, really, really nice chalet. Like, you know, it was you know, upstairs, downstairs, had a basement, had an outside patio. It actually had a jacuzzi. You know, it had a whole bunch of stuff. It was really, really nice. I mean, it looked fairly, fairly new. It wasn't like an old house or anything like that. But anyways, a lot of us, the boys stayed in the family and stuff like that. Like, we all stayed down there. And downstairs, there was like three bedrooms down there and like a bathroom. But there was kind of like a living room area downstairs. And that was kind of like our area where we would sleep. There was probably about three or four of us that would sleep in that living room area, fold-out couches, you know, whatnot. So my sisters, they were in these individual rooms that were downstairs. And they were all down there, and they all had their own room, and some of them were married, and some of them had boyfriends and stuff like that. So they all got their own room and stuff. Well, one of my sisters was really younger than me. At the time, she was probably about six or seven years old. And she's never had any kind of experiences where she'd wake up in the middle of the night or sleepwalk or anything like that. Like, she never did anything like that. But this house, I mean, when we first got there, everybody was really excited. It looked really nice. But then there, you know, my mom and some of us, like, we kind of got like these weird, like really kind of eerie vibes. Like, we were really excited to be in there, you know, just performing there for everybody. But we really did kind of get like this really eerie vibe from this house. And, but you know, it is what it is. You know, we say a prayer, and you know, we go on with, you know, the program. You know, we have to stay there for like a month. So anyways, one night, and like certain things would happen in the house, like the radios and stuff like that would be on when we got back to the chalet, because we all went as a group together. Everybody that was in the house was working at the park, so we would go to this park and then we work all day, and do our programs, and then we'd all come back together. It wasn't really, nobody would ever stay behind. So, you know, when we leave in the morning, we make sure everything's shut off and stuff like that. So we would have, like, some things were turned on, and, you know, people would chalk it up to just, you know, we forgot to turn it off. You know, there is, you know, a whole bunch of teenagers and stuff in the house too, you know, kids and stuff. So, you know, sometimes people, you know, forget to leave their things off, you know, stuff. So, one night, you know, mid time, because like I said, we were there doing the shows for maybe about a month or so. And in the middle of that month that we were there, I was sleeping in my bed, and I'm a light sleeper. I'm a very light sleeper. And I can wake up to just anybody, somebody just walking in the room, and I just wake up. And I believe there was three of us that were down there, and we all sleep on these fold-out couches. and we're all sleeping there. It was late. It was like 2, 3 in the morning. And I just remember me waking up. And when I was waking up, my little sister was standing in front of the window that's next to our bed that three of us are sleeping on, okay? And she's standing there, and she's crying, and she just kept saying, "No, I'm not going out there. No, I'm not going to go." And my sister, my older sister, Alana, she actually was actually running to her, and she shut the window. And as I was waking up, she shut the window, and she was like, "Are you okay? Are you okay?" And was trying to hold her and hug her. You know, "Is everything okay? Are you okay? What's going on?" And my sister, my little sister, she was crying like crazy. Like, she was just absolutely, you know, bawling tears. It was absolutely ridiculous. And so anyways, I woke up to that, and I was like, "What is going on? What happened?" So that night, we brought her back to our parents' room, and she ended up just sleeping. And then the next morning, she woke up, and she told us everything that had happened. And what had happened was, what she had said was that she woke up, and she was standing in front of that window. And like I said, she never had any kind of experience with sleepwalking or anything. She was, you know, she never did anything like that. It was very, 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 very weird, and just out of the blue that she would be sleepwalking at that time. And she said that she had woken up, and she was in front of that window, and she could hear somebody outside telling her to come out the window, And so she started crying immediately, and she kept telling that person that was on outside, "No, I'm not going to come out there. No, I'm not going to come out there." And that window, and I'm going to tell you right now, is that we always kept those windows closed, because, you know, you're up in Tennessee mountains. It gets cold up there at night. So we always, every night, we always closed and locked those windows, and we'd lock the doors every night. It was like protocol. You know, we made sure, and we had a lot of expensive stuff in there. It was a nice neighborhood. I mean, you know, we weren't worried about anybody breaking in the house or anything, but we did have all of our belongings in that house. We had everything that we owned in that house. So we made sure we locked the windows before we went to bed, before we left the shows, when we came back, everything. You know, those windows usually were never open. And somehow that window was unlocked, and that window was open. And I know I did not forget to close those windows, though. Basically, we always shut those windows. And she said that voice was coming from outside, and it was telling her to come out the window. And then at about that time is when my sister had came in the room. She shut the window and locked the window. And what was really odd was that, like I said, I'm a light sleeper, and there was three of us in that bed right there, and not one time did we wake up at all. And that still baffles me today, and it happened several years ago, but, you know, she was crying very loud when I woke up. When I woke up, she was crying loud, very loud, and we slept right through it. We slept right through it, and we didn't hear her open up that window if she did. We didn't hear that window open. we didn't hear her saying no. We didn't hear her crying. You know, all of us were sleeping. None of us woke up at that time. And I find it really odd that it was like that. But this is one of my many ghost stories that I have. That one is a very odd one for me because I've never, you know, felt helpless after that. Like I couldn't help my sister, and it was weird. It was just a really weird situation. But that chalet definitely has a few more stories personally with me myself. But I just want to share that one story with you. I really appreciate what you guys do. You know, having everybody come out and basically pour their stories out because they probably really haven't told a whole lot of people. But you know, this is real stuff, and I think it needs to get out more. So thank you very much.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.